Ever pour your heart into something, like something really amazing, only to just completely blank when you try to tell someone about it?
It happens all the time.
It's the worst. And as it turns out, the same thing can happen even with like groundbreaking research.
Totally.
Which is why today we're doing a deep dive on this editorial from, get this, Smart Construction and Sustainable Cities Journal. And just FYI, this isn't just for like engineers and stuff.
No, not at all. We're talking about building better cities, making them work for everyone.
Exactly. And this editorial we found, it's all about helping researchers, you know, the people actually doing the work to make cities better. It helps them actually get that work out there. So it's not just stuck in some journal nobody reads.
Because, I mean, what's the point of a breakthrough if nobody even knows about it, right?
Exactly. And they start off with this, I don't know if it's brilliant or just savage, but they quote real reviewer comments.
Oh, ouch. Those can be brutal.
Yeah. And these aren't like the polite ones you usually think of, like, oh, maybe reword this sentence or whatever.
Or like, more like what?
Well, one of them straight up says, the manuscript is poorly structured. The message is difficult to seize.
Oof. I can feel that one in my soul, even if it's not about my work.
Right. It's a reality check, though, for all of us. Doesn't matter if you're writing some big research paper or, like, even just an important email. That clarity, it's crucial.
Absolutely. Can't argue with that. Which I think is why this editorial grabbed my attention. They get into this framework. It's called IMRAD. Sounds kind of jargony maybe at first, but it's really straightforward.
Okay, so break this IMRAD thing down for us. What's it stand for and why should we even care?
So IMRAD, it stands for Introduction, Methods, Results, and Discussion. And basically, it's like the blueprint for taking your ideas and making them make sense.
So like a storytelling formula, but for research.
You got it. Think about it. You wouldn't start a story with like the climax, would you?
That'd be a very short story.
Exactly. You got to set the scene, right? Introduce your characters, you build up to it, and then you get your big finish. IMRAD, it's the same idea, just for sharing your work.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how does this IMRAD structure actually work in practice?
Okay, so you've got your IMRAD. You start with your intro, right? Like, set the stage. What's the big problem you're tackling?
Okay, so far, so good.
Then you hit him with the methods. This is where you get into the nitty-gritty, how'd you approach this problem? What tools did you use?
So, like, here's the problem, and here's my genius plan to solve it.
Exactly. And then, boom, the results section. This is where you lay out your findings, but, like, in a way that doesn't put people to sleep, you know?
I'm done.
Make it interesting.
Don't bury us in data.
No data dumps here.
Yeah.
And finally, you wrap it all up with the discussion. So you're like, okay, here's what we found, and here's what it all means. You connect the dots, talk about the implications, all that good stuff.
So it's like a roadmap, but for research, right? You take your audience on a journey from like, huh, that's a problem, all the way to, aha, we've got solutions.
You got it.
But this editorial, they don't just stop at the basic structure. They give all these super specific tips, some of them kind of counterintuitive, you know?
Totally. Like, for example, think about abstracts. You know, those little summaries at the beginning of every research paper.
Oh, tell me about it. I've definitely skimmed my fair share of those trying to figure out what the paper's even about.
Right. Well, these guys are saying treat your abstract like a mini mystery novel.
Ooh. Okay. I like where this is going.
So you present the problem. Mm. Right. And then hint at the solution, but don't give it all away.
Ooh, create that intrigue. I love it.
Exactly. Make them want to read the whole paper to get the answer.
Okay, that's clever.
And here's another one, the materials and methods section. Don't underestimate it.
Really? Because honestly, that's usually part that makes my eyes glaze over. All the technical details.
I know, right? But they're saying this section, it's your chance to really shine. Because it's where you get to show off what makes your research unique. You know, the cool, innovative solutions you came up with.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, if you've invented some new algorithm to fix traffic, this is where you brag about it.
Exactly. Lay it all out there.
So it's like the making of documentary for your research. Behind the scenes, all the cool stuff.
You got it. And then finally, the results section. It shouldn't just be a data dump. Like I said before, it needs to be a story.
But like, let's bring it back down to earth for a sec. Why should anyone who's not a scientist, you know, who's not writing research papers all day, why should they care about any of this? So this whole IMRAD thing, it's not just for like academics hiding away in their ivory towers.
Kidding. Not at all.
Yes.
Think about it. Say you're trying to get your boss on board with some new way of doing things at work.
Okay, yeah.
Gotta lay it out there. What's the problem you're trying to fix? That's your intro right
No,
there.
right. I'm with you.
Then how are you gonna fix it? That's your message section. Lay out your master plan.
Show them what you got.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, okay, what's the payoff? What's it gonna look like when everything works out perfectly? Those are your results, but you gotta sell it, you know? Make them want that outcome.
Okay, yeah, paint that picture and then
And then you hit them with the why. Why this plan? Why now? Why you? That's the discussion. Tie it all together, you know?
whoa. So it's like I've been doing IMROD this whole time without even knowing it.
See? It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And this editorial points out something else too, which is you got to keep things clear, simple,
Yeah.
but like don't insult people's intelligence either.
Right. Don't dumb it down too much.
Exactly. They even quote Einstein on this one. Things should be made as simple as possible, but not any simpler.
Classic. Einstein really knew how to turn a phrase. But that's good advice for anything, really. Like, if you can't explain it simply.
You probably don't get it yourself.
Ouch. Yeah, that's true too. But it's so important no matter what you're doing. Writing a report for work, giving a presentation, even just explaining something to a friend, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta find that sweet spot.
For sure. Make it clear, make it engaging, and don't talk down to people.
Well, that's some serious food for thought. Who knew a deep dive on scientific writing could be so relatable?
Right. And to think, it all started with wanting to make sure groundbreaking research actually gets read by someone, somewhere.
Exactly. So, to all our listeners out there, we're going to leave you with a little challenge inspired by this whole thing. Think about an idea, a message, something you really want to get across, but you're struggling with it a bit. Now, think about who you're talking to, how you're structuring your message. Can you use even just one of these IMRAD tricks to make that message land? You might be surprised what
You
happens.
might even spark a breakthrough. Never know.